B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman angry about long lines at a New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission office smashed computer equipment, assaulted two staffers, and kicked police officers as they tried to arrest her.
Dipping sauce again?
Shauna John Joseph of Jersey City was told to leave the office in Bayonne after she became irate over the length of the line for customers. She then returned about 2 hours later and caused another disturbance.
By whatever means necessary.
When she was confronted during the second visit, Joseph pushed the office manager and began breaking computer equipment, eventually causing about $23,000 in damage overall. The manager and a security guard struggled to remove Joseph from the office, and she repeatedly punched both of them. Police soon arrived, and as they and the security guard tried to restrain Joseph, she repeatedly kicked the officers while they attempted to handcuff her.
Now, so what did this office handle?
It was a motor vehicle commission.
Okay.
So, Joseph was later found to have PCP-laced marijuana cigarettes in her possession. She was charged with criminal mischief, drug possession, aggravated assault, and hindering apprehension. The office manager suffered an undisclosed injury and was treated at a hospital.
Maybe fast response police teams should have dipping sauces in the car, Preston.
Here's another story out of New Jersey. Authorities are investigating a phony, listen to this, a phony Megan's Law notification letter.
What?
Received Wednesday at businesses, homes, and schools in Howell, New Jersey, that falsely named a local business owner as a sex offender.
Wow.
And wait till you hear the reason behind this. Police posted an alert on social media about the bogus sex offender report, which was sent through the mail in official-looking State of New Jersey envelopes bearing an attorney general's office mailing address in Trenton. And the police said the person's name, the person named in this letter is not subject to any type of investigation, prosecution, or conviction of any offense related to Megan's Law. At first, this letter may seem real. However, upon examination, it is poorly written and constructed. We believe this letter was sent in retaliation for operating a successful business and to prevent further growth opportunities.
Wow.
There was somebody who didn't like
a competitor.
It was probably a competitor. The department did not release further details on the suspected motive. Police are also alerted federal authorities as part of their investigation into the source of the mailing. So, yes,
what a cheap shot.
Some federal crimes for that. A man allegedly told his by his new wife to kill her ex-partner had a to-do list in his phone that included household chores and what to do with a dead body, the court has heard.
It was a we-guess-what-I-get-to-do list.
Bianca Edmonds is charged with murder because police allege that she had her husband of 2 weeks drive from Shepparton to the Melbourne home of her ex-partner to kill him. This is in Australia. Ms. Edmonds pleaded not guilty. Her barrister told the hearing that Glenn Cassidy, her new husband, had a list in the notes section of his phone. It included personal chores, but also what to do with the dead body.
Wow.
And a reference to one round. Prosecutors say Mr. Cassidy had a gun when he forced his way into Michael Capensia's home and shot him during the struggle. During the fight, Mr. Capensia stabbed Mr. Cassidy. Both of them died from their injuries.
Jeez.
Mr. Capensia's girlfriend was also in the house that night and was not was also injured. But a day before the fatal struggle, Mr. Capensia had driven to visit the son he and Ms. Edmonds had while they were in a relationship. So that's pretty scary stuff.
There's been more than a number of times when someone has had searches in their Google search history approved that they were looking at how to get rid of a body, how to rob a bank.
Yep. One last story. A man claims someone stole his cheeseburger off a motel nightstand in Benton, Arkansas. This has all kinds of great elements in this story. Right. Listen to this. So it's in Arkansas.
Right there.
And an attempt to solve the alleged hamburglary, Keegan Byron, Byers had filed a report with the police. According to the report, Byers informed the officer that he purchased two cheeseburgers at a nearby gas station. He reportedly ate one of the burgers and then placed the other one on the nightstand at the Trout Motel.
The Trout Motel in Arkansas.
When Byers woke up hours later, he said the cheeseburger was gone.
Dear Mother of God.
There was another person sleeping in the room at the time. That individual spoke to police but claimed that they did not touch the cheeseburger.
No, I didn't touch it.
The officer noted in a report that Byers was extremely intoxicated at the time of the incident. So,
any arrest made?
No arrest, but a report was filed, and that guy didn't do it. The only other person in the room didn't do it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman told police that she had a medical marijuana card, but that evidently didn't keep her out of trouble when investigators reported a medical marijuana container that had crack cocaine inside of it.
She didn't have a card for that?
She didn't. Mm-hmm. Police encountered the 46-year-old woman during a traffic stop. The vehicle smelled of spliff, they said.
I'm sure I have my crack card in here.
The woman said she had a medical marijuana card and pot in the vehicle. When she got out, investigators said they spotted a small bag with possible marijuana in it. By the way, it was packaged more like street-level drug sales as opposed to a medical pot dispensary. As for her medical marijuana card, the woman pointed in the vehicle toward a hooded sweatshirt. A glass crack pipe, however, fell from the sweatshirt.
Whoops.
Under the seat, police found a container from a medical marijuana business, but inside, half dozen rocks of crack cocaine. She may have had a medical marijuana card, but she did not have a get-out-of-jail-free card as they took her to the county jail.
She just crossed off the word blockbuster on an old card and wrote crack.
A clerk and a suspect at a mobile gas station were hurling a package of sticky buns back and forth at each other across the counter after the clerk accused the suspect of stealing snacks early Tuesday morning.
Sticky bun fight.
The employee told police that Shacole Burke had opened a package of combos and consumed the snack while she hid a package of cookies and two beef sticks in her coat. The clerk said he confronted Burks about the combos and the snacks hidden in her coat when she approached the counter to pay for the sticky bun. Burks became angry and grabbed the sticky bun and threw it at the clerk, who returned the glazed bun fire.
Were you son of a bitch?
A witness flagged down a passing squad car and pointed out the scene as Burks had allegedly pulled down an entire display of baked goods.
Drop the sticky bun.
Sending numerous items across the floor. When confronted by the officer, Burks provided a fake name. She denied stealing and eating snacks, but admitted to consuming the combos, which she said she had intended
to pay for. At least she took ownership of it.
Well, she said she was going to pay for them.
Yeah.
She was arrested, though, so she's off the jail. A young man who was in a coma for nearly 4 years in Germany after his work lunch was poisoned by a colleague has died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the 26-year-old ingested lead acetate and mercury after it was sprinkled on his sandwiches, resulting in severe brain damage.
Were people doing this for a while, or was this a string of crimes like this? I remember this going on.
Two of his colleagues were also targeted and suffered kidney damage. A man named only as Klaus O. Was found guilty of attempted murder last year and sentenced to life in prison. On Thursday, the state prosecutor said a new trial could be ordered by Germany's Supreme Court now that one of the victims has lost his life.
I remember when you first reported on this. Yeah.
The case came to light in 2018 after a colleague at a metal fittings company noticed a white powder on his lunch. Video surveillance cameras were later installed at the workplace, which captured Klaus placing the substance on his colleague's sandwiches. Tests identified it as lead acetate mercury, almost tasteless substances that, if ingested, could lead to serious organ damage. Further searches at Klaus's home uncovered mercury, lead, and cadmium as well. So, yeah, that's horrible.
But diabolical.
4 years later, the guy dies. Most children have heads, but whatever.
That's true, I've noticed.
Officials in Uganda tweeted out photos yesterday of a woman carrying what appears to be a child on her back, but the tweet says the baby turned out to be just a set of pajamas stuffed with banned cosmetics. She didn't have a head on it and thought she was going to get away with it. The woman was attempting to bring the cosmetics into Uganda from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Well, hasn't hit that age where the head grows in.
Apparently, you can't do that. Speaking of kids' heads, firefighters in China recently responded to a home to extract a toddler's head from inside a metal tea kettle.
Oh my gosh.
Researchers say the boy was playing with the kettle last week when he stuck his head inside the metal container and then could not remove it. Firefighters took about a half hour to remove the kettle, and the boy was not seriously injured.
Yeah, so goddamn stupid.
All right, and then we'll do one more story. A woman in the UK was secretly eating baby powder for 10 years before her ex-partner discovered the bizarre habit, which she is now seeking professional help for.
How is this person not dead?
Lisa Anderson, who said she has depression and anxiety and has been told she may be suffering from pica, is awaiting a formal diagnosis. She said her symptoms first started after the birth of her fifth son 15 years ago. Pica is an easy eating disorder. People eat things that...
like foam rubber and weird
well, yeah,
things.
That it's no nutritional value. They're right. Not considered food. So dirt, hair, metal, pebbles, ash, clay, stuff chalk. Like that. Chalk, yeah. Risk factors include other mental health disorders such as schizophrenia or autism, as well as an iron deficiency, anemia, and malnutrition.
They had footage of her actually sitting there eating baby powder.
Anderson says she spends about $13 a week keeping up with her habit, which revolves around bottles of Johnson's baby powder.
Oh, she gets the good stuff, huh?
So she eats it, I mean, like every day. She said, I've always had it in the house and would douse myself with it after having a bath or shower. I'd use it on the kids after giving them a wash, no problem. And then one day, I remember being in the bathroom and the smell was just overpowering. There was a bit of dust that had come on top of the bottle. And I had this sudden urge to eat it.
Oh, boy.
And I just couldn't fight it. I licked it off my hand and really enjoyed it. It just hit the spot.
How?
From there, she claims her addiction snowballed to the point where she can't go more than 30 minutes without it. To satisfy her craving in public, she chews on mints for relief. She said the longest I've been without it was 2 days, and that was the worst time of my life. I hated it. Her ex-partner barged in on her in the bathroom 10 years ago after growing suspicious of her behavior and convinced her to see a doctor. She is now waiting to see a therapist for a formal diagnosis, but is speaking out so that others who have developed the strange addictions do not feel alone.
Again, how are you taking all of that into your body and not dying baby powder?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.